Call of the Day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
Bruce is calling from Middletown, New Jersey. What's up, Bruce?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, Bruce. Just calling up about DJ, but that thing with the alligator, it might have little arms, so they got two big, large legs, so that's why they're fast.
Mm-hmm. How fast do they move? They get up to about 20, right?
I heard they go like about 20, 25 miles an hour.
Yeah, that's what
maybe
I heard,
30.
Too.
And
yeah.
How fast can humans run? Like the fastest humans?
I'd say like we're about 5 miles an hour less than them, so we're done.
Well, you see, well, that's true. I mean, we're dead and we're in their bellies. But the you see, sometimes they'll do this, like Tyreek Hill or even Saquon, like a top speed in the NFL. Yeah. Those guys, the top speed generally.
I think I heard someone about 40. Didn't I see like one of the football players like 40 miles an hour?
20? No, not 40. Not even close. 22, 23 miles an hour, something like that.
So the alligator would get us.
Unbelievable.
But you could, you might be able to fight it off. If it gets to you, what is it going to eat first? Like, go for your leg?
What it's going
to
do is...
No, what it does is what they usually do is they drag you and they spin you around and they drown you. They want to drown you.
He's right.
And then they eat you later on.
That's what they do.
Well, but if you're running and you're on land, where are they going to drown you?
They're just going to smash you against the ground.
What kind of show is this today? BT and Sal, all the Fed, 888-808-1019. We also talk sports. In case you missed anything, check it out on the free Odyssey app. Mets game cruising right along here. Top 7, 1-0 Mets.
That's what happens when you don't hit.
Yeah,
pretty quick.
Neither team. A little pitcher's duel here with Peterson getting the start for the Mets.
He needed a good start.
Yeah, I know. He needed a bounce
good
back here. So I trust Peterson. I know you love him, too. So, their rotation could look totally different. Come this weekend, but... After the All-Star break, the Mets reloaded nicely here. Just a matter of what they're going to add to this ball club, specifically that bullpen. But 1-0, top 7. We talked plenty of Mets, plenty of Yankees. Kevin is in Mountainside. What's up, Kev?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call. Appreciate it. I just wanted to talk about Brian Cashman's comments yesterday in regard to Anthony Volpe. It was a sigh of relief for me. I really think it would be a mistake to move on from him. I know he's struggling. But only 2 gold gloves at shortstop in Yankee history. He's one of them. And Grand Slam in the World Series last year, he stepped up big. I'd hate to see him go. The second thing I want to talk about is what happened with his father at Citi Field last weekend.
That. Go ahead.
Oh, you did? Sorry.
That's okay.
I missed it.
Go ahead.
But this man, he's my doctor for 15 years. He performed surgery on me twice.
Wow.
He's the nicest.
Yep.
Humblest guy you'd ever want to meet. For him to go off like that, that other fan must have said some, pretty awful, cruel things.
Yep.
And I just wanted to step, because it's been hurting my heart, really, to watch that video, knowing the man.
Yeah.
So,
fans,
you can boo, you can do whatever you want, but if you know that someone near you is related to someone on the field, don't go there. Just don't go there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm sure they didn't know that, Kevin, and thank you for the call. It's a tough spot. I mean, we met Mr. Volpe and was a great guy.
Awesome.
Any parent could put, or family member of anybody in the public eye could put themselves in that spot.
Mm-hmm.
And while his reaction is one that I would expect from my father under certain circumstances, or one that you would want from your parents or whatever it may be, he's also got to know better, and I think he knows that. When your son is the shortstop of the New York Yankees and you're out there in public in a road ballpark, no less, there are things that are going to be said that you're not going to want to hear, and you're not going to fight 50,000 people. Like, that's just not the way it is. So while I respect him on one aspect of it, he's also got to know better, and I think he knows that.
He does. You never want to become the story more so than the true subject of the story here. Listen, I'm pretty sure, and this is why I defended Michael, I'm pretty sure that it wasn't, hey, your son can't hit 95 miles an hour over the plate, or, your son can't lay off the slider on the outer portion of home plate. Like, I'm sure it was pretty vile.
But do you know that it was your son this or that? Because I thought it was just fans ripping Volpe. I told you half an hour at the game Friday, and Met fans were getting on Yankee fans for Volpe, because Volpe's been a major talking point.
I don't know the answer to that, to be fair.
Like,
I don't know. But
the way
he reacted, that was my conclusion. I could be wrong. I felt like it was more of a streamlined, personalized attack. I don't know that for sure.
What kind of doctor is he, by the way?
I believe he's a urologist. I believe.
Might need him one day.
What?
I'm saying. I'm saying he could perform surgery.
Hey, by the way, your son like playing with Judgy? Cough. No, I'm good. I'm good. I'm not going to put him in.
The caller said he had surgery multiple times and he's successful. Uh-huh. I don't know about you. I worry about these surgeries.
I worry about everything, too. Yeah, all but right, I'm not going to let Mr. Volpe hold the marbles. That's what I'm saying.
Well, I certainly wouldn't let his son.
I prefer somebody I don't know. Come on.
Come on. If he comes in, highly recommended surgeon.
I know he's very successful, but we've got good urologists. Oh, my God. I tell you, that's the worst, doing that stuff. Ugh.
I don't think I even have a urologist. BT is on in the market for it, Mr. Volpe. Chris is calling from Vail, Colorado. What's up, Chris?
Don't talk badly about it. Take an intro.
How you doing? How's it going, Sal?
You got
I live in the mountains.
Yeah, go ahead, Chris.
I live in the mountains, so I play golf, and I see bears on the course all the time when I'm hitting, like, from the third tee.
Yep.
And I've seen mountain lions walking around the course. I've seen foxes eat little does. It says nature being nature.
Understood. I feel like you said the mountain lions. I think the mountain lions are far less predictable and much more aggressive. Like, I don't know. I could be wrong. But if you bump into a mountain lion, they are
very aggressive. They'll come around your front yard.
Yeah, you cooked.
It'll be outside your door when you walk there, and it's kind of freaky. But you have to be careful.
You carry a gun? You carry a gun or some spray?
No, I just walk.
You are nuts.
I know a girl in Harlem, and she says it's tougher out there than it is at 2 o'clock in the morning in Harlem.
And
I sit there, and I think the Yankees got to do one thing. They got to get if they can get San Diego to trade Dylan Cease. They can go after him. I think that might be a good pickup.
Yeah, you're going to hear a lot of names here. I don't know. Dylan Cease is, I'm not going to say no because he's got some higher-end stuff here.
I don't think the Yanks need a high-end guy. They have Max Fried. You have Rodon.
Okay, but when you say, hey, you have Rodon, what does that mean? It means you have Rodon to do well against bad teams or Rodon to get knocked around against good teams? That's not good enough.
You know how I feel about him.
Well, that's why I'm pushing back.
But they paid him to be a number two. Like,
doesn't matter what they paid him to do.
It does in certain ways because how much are you going to invest in a rotation?
You want to win a World Series?
Dude, you dumped all the money in Cole. He's not there. You dumped all the money in Max Fried. You dumped all the money in Rodon. Like,
you got to keep dumping if you want to win.
I mean, I guess, but then think about how much more. So you're going to go get a superstar third baseman or whatever it may be, high-end bullpen arms. Like, the Yankees could use another arm. I don't think they necessarily need a high-end arm. And if it were, I would not go after Dylan Cease myself. I'd go more look at Alcantara and give up prospects to go get him.
I'm kind of with you. But Cease is not the name I was really thinking about.
If I'm the Yankees, who knows what Schlittler... Who knows what he'll come back like. At least they have the potential here to have some. And again, Rodon should be, in theory, a higher-end arm. I'm not wasting any resources on high-end starting pitching on the Yanks. Plus, you know the price is going to be out of control. Paul's calling from Little Falls. What's up, Paul?
Hey, how we doing? Sal, I met you at Costco once on my line.
Oh, okay. I don't know if I recall that, but was it Jersey or Long Island?
New Jersey. You said you just bought a house up here.
Yeah.
We were talking for a second. That was pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. I appreciate the conversation.
He sounds nice. That's what I tell everybody. He's a good guy. He's a nice guy.
From what I understand, you even mentioned me on a show after we met. I heard that from one of my coworkers.
Yeah, I probably did.
Which was kind of nice. But this is the first chance I've had to get back to you.
Well, we appreciate that, Paul. What's on your mind today? Good to hear from you.
The tequila reference, when you were going on about the Pee Wee Herman song. When I hear that song, I think about the first Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle movie.
Hmm.
When they were meditating.
The first one being like decades ago? Because I took my kids to see one, I think, last summer, I think it was.
Thank you for the call, Paul. Great running into your Costco. Yeah, there were the old ones. He was nice. I don't
know. Sounds like a really nice guy.
Yeah, I probably did promise him a shout-out, and then I did that, but this is over a year ago now. I haven't been in Costco in a while after that experience, probably because there's a mob scene.
I haven't been in 10 years. I'm not going. I'm never going.
You send the wife?
Well, I don't want to say I send her. She goes of her own volition.
What do you do about the water? Like, that's a tough thing. You know, my wife's got a... I'm like,
we usually get water elsewhere.
Okay.
You know, we're a big water family. There's always... Yeah, I mean, talk about a waste of money. I mean,
I know, the bottles of water.
Sal, think about all the expenses that our dads and moms... The phone, the cable bill, buying bottled water rather than just putting on the faucet or, you know, ripping out the hose during the summer back in the day. You know, think about all the things that we have to spend money on that our parents did not.
It's absurd. It never ends. Ridiculous.
Ugh.
Anyway, what was the point of that?
Costco.
Yeah,
I think
Costco. We're not going. What time are we closing here, Dovey? I didn't get that info from you.
You didn't give it to you. That's why you sleep.
10 seconds.
Oh, okay. So there you go. It's a good thing I asked. This guy. Good thing I asked. Otherwise, I was going to take another call right there.
I actually did tell him.
Oh, okay. Okay, Dove.
I don't recall.